Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with the seniors of the Pella softball team as the regular season has concluded and the postseason is about to begin. Ella Corbin, Tori Van Vark, and Thea Wissey. Ella, I know I had a chance to talk to you a few weeks ago at Oskaloosa. That's who you're going to see coming up, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But now that the regular season's over, looking back on the past 6 weeks or so, how do you feel this team has grown, and what are some of the things and accomplishments you're most proud of?
Yeah, so we've grown a lot these past couple weeks, definitely as a team, and like the past few seasons, like just how much we've changed and gotten a lot better. But over these past few weeks, we've definitely gotten, had a lot of ups and downs, but these past couple of weeks, we've definitely honed in and gotten more consistent, I feel like, especially with the last game that we just had versus Perry. It was one of our most consistent games defensively and offensively, and I feel like that just really showed all the progress that we've made throughout this season, and it really showcased everything that we've really been working on.
Well, and Tori, you had to make a comeback halfway through the season. We mentioned Oskaloosa. You had a pretty nasty shoulder injury against the Indians when they were at your home field. And when we last talked, you were kind of wondering if you were going to play again. And now here you are. You've played for a couple weeks. What did it mean to you to be able to come back? And what's it been like to be able to still play this game that you love, knowing that it was threatened this season?
I think it was really scary for it to be threatened this year, especially like it being my senior season. And like that's the last time I'll ever be able to play softball. So it was really important to me to get back to the game, so I did everything that I could in my power to make sure I was back and healthy for to play softball, and it was really important for me to get back and play my last final weeks of softball with the amazing group of girls that I get to call my teammates.
Well, and Thea, you had quite the accomplishment against Perry earlier this week. You were able to hit your first career varsity home run in your final home game. What did that mean? I know I'm sure that's a big accomplishment. You have bigger goals with the team, but I imagine that was just a lot of fun and an awesome way to leave your home field.
Yeah, it definitely meant a lot to me. I kind of struggled the past couple days. I've just been in a hitting slump our last couple games, and so just felt good to see all my hard work pay off and just to be able to step in my role and get it done for my team.
Well, and Ella, you also had quite the accomplishment in the Pella Christian game and had a home run that night as well. Was that expected from you? I know that you've obviously grown as a hitter a lot this season alone, and what did it mean to be able to do that against your rivals and to help your team, obviously, in a really competitive doubleheader?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely didn't expect it. I mean, I've been working a lot on my hitting, but I wasn't sure if I'd get that last one in before our season ended, but it felt really good, especially against our crosstown rivals, to just finally get it over.
Well, and Tori, we'll see what happens in the postseason. No pressure on you. But for you, Tori, obviously we talk a lot about growth with this team and where this team was 2 or 3 years ago and the transition of coaches and players. And when players like Kinsey and Maddie graduated, there was obviously some really, really tough times. There was COVID and all the craziness. How have you grown as a person through this program, and what has it been like to be a part of this growth, both as a person, but helping the team and program build back to something better?
I think I've been here for a long time, and it's been really cool to see how we've grown like through each season and each year. And I've seen a great, like a spectacular growth through this program every year, especially coming from like last year to this year. Like, we just as a team have grown like a lot, and it's been cool to be a part of that. And for me as like a player and a person, I just think I've learned a lot of valuable life lessons through the game of softball, and just I've grown a lot from being a little eighth grader to being now a senior ready to go to college, and I'm glad I got the opportunity, and it's been great.
Well, and Thea, obviously legacy is such an interesting thing here. Obviously, there's other teams at the school that have had state championships and all the above, and softball has been a program that's needed to grow. It's had its ups and downs. How do you hope you've contributed to the positive upswing here with Coach Gravert and company, and how do you hope that you've kind of set the stage for some of these younger players to fill into your shoes? And obviously, you still want to play a few more games with this group, but knowing that time is limited, how do you hope that you've changed Pella softball for the better?
I think I've really had to step into a leader this past couple years, just being a starter and being a senior on the team. And so I think it's really important that we just push wanting to compete and just having a good mindset, because softball is such a game where you need to be right mentally. And so I think it's just important that we leave a legacy behind where people want to come and play for the team and compete.
Well, and Ella, I've known you for a long time, and your first love is volleyball. You had a great career with the volleyball team, and I don't know how many people expected you to be a part of the softball team as long as you were, but you stuck it out, and you've done so through some really tough times for the program. And again, it looks like there's brighter horizons ahead. How have you tried to be that bridge, knowing that you've had success in other sports, and how have you tried to bring some of that culture to the softball team, knowing that it probably needed it, and now it looks like it's starting to kind of take some shape here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely a big step from a volleyball program that has had a lot of success, and then softball where we're just kind of getting started and getting up there. But I feel like a lot of it is discipline, and I think that us as seniors have done a good job of setting the tone for the younger kids to just like show like this is what the beginning of practice looks like, this is how much effort you should be putting in, like how much communication we need to be working on. And like, I feel like a lot of that came from when I was a little eighth grader and the seniors who seemed so big at the time, but really, honestly, that's what we are now. They really set the tone for me when I was younger to show me how to lead by example and to lead well, so.
Well, and the hope is you've got more than one game left. You have one guaranteed game coming up. That'll be, as of right now, Thursday, when this airs in our pregame broadcast in just a few hours. When you think about Oskaloosa, it's been quite the journey against them. They've won big a couple times on your field, and now, obviously, you took it to them a couple weeks ago. Torrey, how do you kind of use some of that experience, but at the same time kind of wash all those past results out, knowing now that it's winner take all?
It's, you just have to go into the game clean slate, no matter what's happened in the past or when we won or when they won. You just have to clean the slate and realize that it's a whole new game, and you have to bring your all. And because, like you said, winner takes all, so we're going to have to go in there with a clean mind and be ready for anything and be ready to play our best and bring all of our energy and commitment and everything to that game, because it's going to be a very important game for us to win.
Theo, what do you think it's going to take to be the team that wins and plays Winterset on Saturday? What has to go well against Oskaloosa?
I think we just need to keep going forward. Obviously, last night we had a lot of good things happen, so if we keep discipline in our defense and our offense, I think we'll perform well. And as long as we play our game, I think we'll do great.
The seniors of Pella High School softball team, Ella Corbin, Torrey Van Vark, and Thea Wissey, congratulations on an excellent improved season this year. Hopefully we got quite a few postseason games ahead of us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.